Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Keith Hill is on the phone. He is a union president of the CTA, and the CTA leaders today were tweeting out that there's going to be a job fair and they want to hire a bunch of people to make things better so people aren't waiting in line. Keith, do you see that happening?
Yes, we.
He's like, not quick enough.
That's what I wanted to say. Thank you for taking the words right out of my mouth. But it's not happening quick enough for us right now. We take pride in what we do in moving the city, getting people to and from safely. It is the best, affordable, reliable option in this city. But we are faced with some challenges right now. And manpower is one of them. Not having enough people. During COVID for a year, we didn't train anybody or hire anybody because of the COVID practices, and now it's catching up to us. So July 23rd, we're having our first in-person job fair that was pushed by the union to address these issues. And hopefully we will have a great turnout. We would like the help of everybody by spreading the word and promoting it, because driving a bus actually is a decent, it's a great job in this city. It's a great way to provide for your family. $39 an hour is the end of the road top pay. That is a decent job, and we're just looking for people to help us move the city, keep our obligation and our commitment to the city.
It seems to be tough to find people to do any of those jobs, he says. I mean, we need police officers, we need school teachers, we need bus drivers, and even though the pay is there and the opportunity, it's just so hard to fill these positions. What do you think is happening?
Whoa, that's a whole nother show for me.
So did you drive a bus? Did you drive a bus before you became the CTA union president?
Yes, I did. I drove actually Madison for 15 years. Right before I became president, I was on 55th and 63rd. So I actually like it. I'm a people's person. I'm outside all day. It's a great opportunity, a great job. One of the challenges is, you know, we have to modernize how we hire people. We have to change how we hire people, especially when you tap it into the younger generation. To drive a bus, you need a CDL. So I'm pushing CTA to open their eyes and look at different ways of training people to get them in. Why don't we train them to get their CDL and then make them sign a commitment letter to stay here 2 years, like the NBA, make them sign a contract or something. We have to change how we are going after people to do this job. It's too many different opportunities, and it's, to be honest, it's too much free money out here. Why would a person want to work? But like I said, that's another conversation.
So in order to drive a school bus in Illinois, do you need a CDL?
You sure do.
Okay.
You sure do.
And that's another job that's not being filled as well. It's just difficult. So what is starting pay for a CTA bus driver in the city?
$25 an hour.
Okay. You get benefits?
You're coming in full time. After so many days, yes, you do qualify for benefits. Yes, you do.
Okay. Because, you know, there are people standing waiting for a bus. They've got a doctor's appointment, and then the doctor says, I'm sorry, you're 30 minutes late. I can't see you today. Or, you know, they're late to work, and the boss will only accept it so much. So there's an issue in town, and some of the people that have been on social media complaining about it, saying they see their bus up the road, but the bus driver's just sitting in there because he's put in the amount of hours he's legally able to put in, and he's just waiting for somebody to replace him.
I don't know about that last part, sitting in the hours that they legally amount to put in.
Because, you know, I'm just saying that's what people were tweeting about, so right, I don't know right. That to be true at all.
Well, first, let me say this, and this is from me and all my operators who take pride in moving this city. We do apologize because we do recognize that the service that they are used to is not available right now. We are working overtime. We're working hard to keep our obligation to the people of Chicago by moving them. But in the same token, we're catching a lot of heat from the passengers And we feel their anger because they are waiting 20, 30 minutes for a bus, or they are missing appointments or not getting connected in a timely fashion because of the shortage. If we all pull in and work together, we can resolve this. I'm pretty sure the people that's waiting on the buses, they know family members who need a job. I'm pretty sure the people who are trying to get connection, they know people that's needing a job. Have them come out July 23rd to our job fair. Have them get in the game because we take pride in what we do. We are the best at what we do in the United States, and that was proven when the Olympics was in Vancouver. They came to Chicago to get our drivers to drive in the snow. So we're the best at what we do, and we take pride in it.
Even the CTA president said he acknowledged that transit service has dipped to unacceptable levels during the pandemic, and now ridership is building back up. What are you doing, about 800,000 people a day?
Yes, yes, we are. Yes, we are. It used to be 1.8 million a day, and we're climbing back up, which we're happy to see. But we're not going to be happy to see that if we don't have the people to move them. So right now, the union is pushing. We need people in these jobs. We need at least 1,500 people.
The city council introduced a resolution last month that addresses a deterioration in service for the CTA, had the support of about 35 older people. Do you think they will have anything to add, any help that they could offer that would get you the manpower you need to make sure these things run smoothly?
They can reach out to their constituents and help us promote this job fair. They can help me push CTA to how we recruiting people, train them. It takes 4 months to get a person in here. We don't have 4 months. School is getting ready to start. Fall is coming. It's going to get dark earlier. We don't have 4 months to wait for somebody to get out of training or to get through a hiring process, not to get out of training, to get through a hiring process. I read that resolution. I really wish the aldermen would have came and asked the unions what's the problem first, because they didn't have the accurate picture. And I have talked to some of them and gave them the realistic picture. Then they probably would have took a different approach to CTA to help this problem.
Well, I hope that it gets resolved one way or another. So bus operators and bus mechanics are needed. It's an in-person career fair Saturday, July 23rd. You'll be able to learn about both positions, how to apply. You'll hear from CTA staff and union representatives. I read that
That's
off
correct.
Of Twitter.
That's correct. And it's at 38th and Wabash at the Letter Carriers Union Hall. 38th and Wabash. We would love to see at least 3,000 people there.
That would be great. Thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. Somebody is asking already, is it part-time or only full-time? Could they take a job part-time driving a bus?
They can take a job part-time if they choose to.
Okay. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you.
That's Keith Hill. He's the CTA union president. Coming up next, Steve has your 3 o'clock news on the way from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.